This month, 60,000 people are attempting to write a book for National Novel Writing Month. But never mind that. This story is not about them. It's about a much smaller group of people who signed up for National Solo Album Month. They're trying to write and record their own albums from start to finish before the end of November. From member station WHYY, Joel Rose reports.
During the day, Mike Barthel works at an independent record label in Manhattan. By night, he records as The Claps.
She sits inside herself. She lets it fly. But she's lost her soul tonight.
The second bedroom of Barthel's Brooklyn apartment is also his recording studio. There's a computer with speakers and an assortment of cheap guitars and other instruments.
My philosophy these days is sort of, I'll make music out of whatever I can get for less than $100.
When he read about National Solo Album Month on the internet, Barthel says he couldn't resist. He says his album won't be perfect, but it will be done before the November 30th deadline.
As long as I have low standards, I think that's the key, to keep my standards low and to be like, well, it's a 3 minutes, it holds together.
National Solo Album Month is the creation of Douglas Wolk, a pop culture writer and critic in Portland, Oregon. Wolk is quick to admit that he stole the idea from National Novel Writing Month, known to insiders as NaNoWriMo.
I did NaNoWriMo in 2001. The novel was terrible. I've never showed it to anybody. But it was a lot of fun to do. So I thought, how about having National Solo Album Month?
A year ago, Wolk posted information about the first Naso Almo on his blog. About 30 people signed up. This year, the number is up to 65. Wolk says technology has made it easier than ever to record at home.
You don't have to go to a fancy studio. You can record stuff on a little four-track recorder. You can record it on a cassette recorder. You can record it on your cell phone if your cell phone has a recording attachment, you know? No reason to be picky.
Most participants opt to do their recordings on computers. Jody Shapiro is putting together her solo album at her apartment in Queens, New York.
So this is basically a Japanese speak and spell for kids.
Shapiro holds up a red plastic kid's toy that she's using as a musical instrument. Shapiro works as a freelance photographer. She also creates music out of the ambient sounds she finds in her apartment and outside on the streets and subways of New York City. She says it took her 2 years to make her first CD, so the 30-day time limit is a real challenge.
I'm very much a perfectionist, so in a month, you can't be perfect because you have to meet the deadline or be on the dead meat line.
Other than the deadline, National Solo Album Month doesn't have many rules, but organizer Douglas Wolk does insist on a few things. For one, each album has to be at least 29 minutes and 9 seconds long.
That length was not arbitrarily picked. It was picked because it's the length of the first Ramones album, which is, I thought at the time, the shortest inarguably great record that a whole lot of people have heard.
And like the first Ramones record, these solo albums can have only one cover song. However, the entrants are free to find their lyrics anywhere they like. John Shaw is a community activist in Seattle. He decided to write music for the words former White House staffer Louis Libby wrote to former New York Times reporter Judith Miller while she was in jail.
Out west where you vacation, the aspens will already be turning. They turn in clusters because their roots connect them.
Shaw says he got the idea from the New Yorker magazine's music critic, Alex Ross.
He posted on his blog and said, hey, this would be a great song text. Hey, composers, why not write me some songs? And so I thought, what the heck, I'll try that.
Shaw says he's not sure if he'll let anyone else hear his album at the end of the month. A website is offering to host them for free, at least for a while. But organizer Douglas Wolk says no one is obligated to share.
No requirement that you post the final product. No requirement that you ever have to play it to anybody else. No way to judge it. It's not a competition. It's just trying to reach this goal for yourself.
Wolk isn't even sure if he'll post his own album, although he says his wife, Lisa Gidley, might post hers.
I have yet to hear a note of it, but she keeps going down to the basement and tinkering with stuff. I know it's happening. Maybe if I get lucky, she'll play it for me.
Wolk says his wife is also engineering the debut album by their 8-month-old son, Sterling, who records under the name DJ I Am Cuter Than You. Wolk says it's heavily influenced by free jazz. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.